There are about a dozen counties in the state of Washington singled out in a new report from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. As KUOW's Liz Jones reports, it is the first of an ongoing weekly report that spotlights jurisdictions the feds see as uncooperative.
Immigration advocates see this new report as a way to put pressure on cities or counties with so-called sanctuary policies. Federal officials say the goal is to inform the public about crime and how some local jurisdictions limit their cooperation on immigration enforcement. King County, Snohomish, Skagit, and Thurston are a few that made the list. The weekly report tracks a particular slice of immigration enforcement, what are called detainers. ICE sends them to local jails and basically says, hey, that person you arrested, we think they're in the U.S. illegally. Hold them for us. Courts have ruled the detainers violate the Constitution, and jails throughout the country stopped honoring them a few years back, and instead release people after their time is served. In this first report, Snohomish County is listed as one of the top 10 non-compliance counties with the most detainer requests. It also calls out specific detainers King County refused, one for an assault conviction, another for a domestic violence charge. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.